As a station, we believe in playing content with artistic and cultural merit, and sometimes that category includes material which can be construed as offensive. For those who have children nearby or are sensitive to provocative material, the following broadcast may have strong language, themes, or be otherwise objectionable. Please consider tuning out and revisiting CITR after this program.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Terry from Vacant State. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Is that good?
All right. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yes, the sun is beaming in, the lovely sun in the CITR studio here. Welcome to the first edition of spring. Oh, was that last week? I don't know. Who cares? Anyways, yes, it's Aaron with Generation Annihilation. And as always, I got a good show for you today. Some very sad and untimely things that happened within the music scene in Vancouver last week. First of all, the Railway Club shut its doors down. And it's really upsetting because they have been going since 1935 and hosted a lot of good shows and was a good watering hole establishment for many years, and it's gone. And yes, another landmark has bit the dust. And even more tragic and more sad, we lost a figure from the Vancouver hardcore scene. I'm talking about Jody Taylor. He passed away last week on the line of duty, doing his job as an arborist and removing a tree. And for those of you who don't know, Jody sang for a band called Strain in Vancouver from the early to late 90s. I think they packed it in about 97, started 91, 92-ish. And he will be, condolences go out to his wife and daughter, and there's a GoFundMe page for him and his daughter Tristan. So you might want to look into that. And I never played a lot of Strain on the show. They definitely were more of the hardcore scene which I don't play as much of because there's other shows that play them. Strain were played a lot on the Flex Your Head show, and one of the members, the originator of the Flex Your Head show, played bass in Strain. And this coming week on Flex Your Head, they will be doing a much more extensive tribute to Jody and the band Strain. I much better than I could. I started things off with a couple of tracks from Strain from the early 90s. Yeah, from the Driven 7-inch. We had a track called Second Coming, going back to 1993. And, yeah, from another 7-inch of theirs, also on Heart First Records, out of Germany, we heard a track called Cataracts. So, yeah, fortunately, I didn't really listen to the albums as much as I should have. And listening to them now, yeah, wow, they were such a hard-driving band. And, yes, it's unfortunate that that's... tragedy occurred last week. So yeah, rest in peace, Jody. You will be remembered, your music will be remembered, and farewell, my friend. You were a good guy. And right now we're going to get into a post-punk set with Vancouver's finest, the Spectres, from their latest release, Utopia, which just came out. We're going to hear a track called New Buildings on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Thank you. yourself inside of your mind. Yeah.
This ad caught your attention. It also caught the attention of the coolest people from Squamish to Bellingham, music fans, students, and members of various cultural communities. If you want your ad to do the same, advertise with CITR and Discorder. If you've got a rad new ad or just something you want to share, whether in print, on air, or online, promote your wares, services, or events with us. Contact us at advertising@citr.ca or call 604-822-4342. Visit citr.ca for rates, information, and packages. This is the end of our ad, and if you're still here, we must be doing something right.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit livemusicvancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. Liveband.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
All right, at the start of the set, we heard from the Spectres from their latest full-length release, New Utopia. The name of the song is called New Buildings, followed with a classic from Christian Death from the Theater of Pain release going back to 1982, Romeo's Distress, and followed with Flesh Cloud from a demo of theirs. The name of the track we heard was called Inside Your Mind, and Flesh Cloud from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and we followed with a band called Exodus. Not Exodus, but Exit Dust, and they're from Gainesville, Florida. And the name of the track we heard was called A Call in Dust, and a good set of post-punk for you. And we're going to get into a new act right now from Montreal, featuring Shanny, who used to be in Inepsy, along with some others. The band is called Droids, and name of the track we're going to hear is called Fall of Peace on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Hello, this is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, Generation Annihilation on CITR started things all off with Droids, Fall of Peace, and followed with Vancouver's Last Cast. Name of the track is called Suffering, and yeah, that's off a new release of theirs. And yes, Last Cast playing tonight at the Black Lab with Mass Grave and Paranoi. And this is a benefit for the Have a Good Laugh Festival, which will be coming up in June, and it'll be a pretty cool fest. Yeah, followed with Primitive Pact out of New York City from the Acid Rain demo. Heard a track called Podrio. And from Rotten UK, from their Batshit Crazy 7-inch release on Disillusioned Records, we heard a track called Broken Coffins. And right about now, we're going to get into the latest 7-inch release from The Freeze.
Apologize and remember who's to blame. Confusion sets in deepest off and his anger is on this planet, reflections of past. The dreams you thought were real last night were nights of the last. The hunger's inside you, stunning of you. Nothing here but wasteland all wrapped up inside you. Why can't we see where our lives are and jump to the chain?
Life, death, anger, pain, love, hate, pride, shame, peace, war, money, power, truth, blood, brain, power.
I did it for money. I did it for love. I did it for myself. I killed the dove. Slaughter fills the air, but that's nothing new. No one will take notice, especially not you. Life on sight seems normal, the days they just pass. The dreams I felt so real last night were nights of the last. Why can't we see where our lives are and come to the chain?
Life, death, anger, pain, love, hate, pride, shame, peace, war, money, power, truth, life, break, power.
I did it for money. I did it for love. I did it for myself.
The annual Verboten Music Festival is coming back. On April 8th and 9th, come out to Redgate, Astoria, and 333 for a two-day showcase of post-punk, dark wave, and EBM from all across North America. With four separate concerts at three different locations, this is one epic festival you won't want to miss. Featuring Animal Bodies, Girlfriends and Boyfriends, Void Mirror, Ganzer, Weird Candle, Fake Tears, and more. It's 30 bands for a $30 two-day pass. Pick up your tickets at Neptune and Horses Records. See you there.
A lot of the hardcore stuff is just is fast, very aggressive and loud, you know, music, angry music.
I am your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Indeed, and at the start of the set, we heard from The Freeze from the Someone's Bleeding 7-inch brand new on Doctor Strange Records. Heard the title track. It's four songs and four songs of older tracks, but redone, and this was remastered by Tom Lyle from Government Issue fame. And The Freeze currently on tour. They're playing Texas. I know this because a friend of mine, Mikey, is playing bass for them, and yeah, he's having a good time. Followed with a Battalion of Saints from the Death or Us release discography thing on Tang Records. Heard a track called called My Mind's Disease. And yeah, Battalion of Saints will be playing, not Vancouver, but Bellingham, Washington on, I believe it's May 17th. Yeah, I'll get that correct and let you know. Followed with Code of Honor, track called I Killed the Dove, and that originally came out on a release called Beware of the Savage Claw and Subterranean Records. The version I played was on a Complete Studio Recordings release from 1982 to 1984. Yeah, came out in 2005, also on Subterranean Records. And followed with Bad Posture from the Goddamn Motherfucker Son of a Bitch release. We heard a track called Fuck the World, and yeah, this is off a CD discography of 28 tracks of this Bay Area act. And yeah, it came out in 1996, although this was from a 12-inch EP that came out in 1983. So yeah, a good set of early 80s U.S. hardcore. And out of Malmö, Sweden, this is Urban Savage.
Run! This is Career Suicide, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on 101.9 CITR. It's your choice, peace or Generation Annihilation.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Started things all off with Urban Savage out of Malmo, Sweden. Heard a track called In Those Nights, and yeah, this is their debut 7-inch release on Foreign Legion Records. Followed with Sunshine Ward out of Boston. That's from a track from a new 12-inch of theirs called Order. Heard a track called Disillusion. Yeah, it's on Feral Ward Records. And we followed with another act from Boston, Massachusetts, called Eastern Bloc, and that's from a demo of theirs. Track was called Nightmares. And we followed with Commando out of Richmond, Virginia, from their Come Out Fighting demo. We heard a track called Gray Now. And, yeah, that's about it for Generation Annihilation today. Check out our playlists and podcasts online, www.generationannihilation.com. Going to talk about a few shows going on tonight, a couple of benefits over at Funky Winker Beans, a benefit for the Little Earth clothing store that got damaged on St. Paddy's Day a while back. Yeah, it'll be a benefit for the girls that run that store and recouping their costs, and it'll be Smash Alley, Motorama, and some others. And over down the street at the Black Lab, which is occurring before, starts at 8, ends at 11, we got Mass Grave, Last Cast, and Paranoia, and yeah, that's for the Have a Good Laugh fundraiser festival, which will be coming up in Vancouver. So yeah, we're going to leave you with some Mass Grave, who will be playing tonight. We're going to hear a track from them going back, I guess a while back, how long back? I don't know. I'm going to say, yeah, from 2006. Wow, that was 10 years ago. So yeah, Mass Grave, People Are the Problem. Check us out online, www.generationannihilation.com. Like us on Facebook, and have an awesome day.
this is Lenny of Mass Grave. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
Rust.
Hello, I'm Neil Janssen.
Good evening, I'm Mayan Kreitzman, and this is As UBC Happens. Tonight,
Tribunals and Tribulations. A former UBC student has filed her complaint against the university in the BC Human Rights Tribunal, alleging that the school's policies and procedures around sexual assault complaints violate her and her colleagues' human rights. We'll hear her story tonight.
Berry Berry, quite contrary. A UBC graduate student has developed a new fish sauce that she hopes will cure Berry Berry, an affliction seen in parts of the world where polished rice is the main staple food.
Confidence Games. Members of the UBC Faculty Association have declared through referendum that they have no confidence in the university's Board of Governors. We'll talk to the association's president about how their trust can be regained.
The ties that bind. After a closely contested campaign,